For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Tropical Storm Lane is now centered about 130 miles southwest of Hawaii and veering further west. Central Pacific Hurricane Center meteorologist Chris Brenchley.
We don't see the really powerful hurricane force winds as a possibility anymore. Still, though, there's tropical storm force winds. If you live on ridgetops or high-rise buildings, those could still get pretty good gusts in those areas.
The islands are still on alert for more rain and possible mudslides. Arizona Senator John McCain has long been a fighter, but he also knew the long odds of beating an aggressive form of brain cancer. Now his family says he's standing down. McCain was diagnosed with glioblastoma last summer. Now, nearly 1 year into treatment, McCain's family has decided to halt his cancer regimen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump is not happy with his attorney general. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
People would say, oh, but you appointed Jeff Sessions. I said, I did.
President Trump goes after Attorney General Jeff Sessions. During a wide-ranging interview on Fox and Friends, he tells co-host Ainsley Earhart, Sessions has not taken control of the Justice Department.
But I really feel, as long as this is going out, I don't have to do this, but I will stay uninvolved, and maybe that's the best thing to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Pope Francis is in Ireland. He's meeting with victims of sexual scandal during his two-day stay. Irish abuse survivor Marie Collins says she wants action, not just words of regret and condemnation.
The church has fallen over a cliff. Its moral authority is completely destroyed. Respect for the church, trust in the church. People don't look for guidance to the church anymore.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
President Trump lashed out at foes during an appearance in Ohio. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Very little mention of the Russia investigation or the recent legal matters affecting several members of his inner circle at a rally in Ohio Friday night, but President Donald Trump did briefly touch on what he believes to be corruption at the FBI.
What a group. Comey, lies and leaks. He's a liar and he's a leaker.
The president also took a slap at Democrats, including the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
They're going so far left, and they're being dragged left. I knew Schumer when he was like somebody you could talk to. But he's been brought so far left, he's not even rational anymore.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The outspoken liberal host of the HBO program Real Time makes a real big donation, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Saying he wants to see Democrats take back control of the U.S. Senate, HBO host Bill Maher has donated $1 million to Senate Majority PAC, a political action committee that's dedicated to supporting Democrats running for the Senate. While Democrats appear positioned to possibly take the House back in November, with recent polling showing the party leading on the generic ballot from 4 to 11 points, in the Senate, where Maher's reported focus is, Republicans still appear to be in a very strong position to maintain their majority. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.